With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Jonathan Fass goes to ancient China in his new novel, The Jade Stalk.
In my last novel, The Golden Fire, I dealt with the beginning of Buddhism in India. And I thought, since this novel was set in Tang China, I would follow Buddhism's movement into China.
The Jade Stalk has a curious meaning.
The Jade Stalk is a euphemism for the phallus. Chinese is rich with euphemisms like that.
The Jade Stalk is an historical epic set in China's Middle Kingdom.
And a love story about the Empress Wu in her 60th year and how she takes for a lover a handsome, virile young peasant who is also a con man.
And who is installed in the court with disastrous results.
After 10 years, she's forced into a position where she has to have him executed because he's simply too much of a liability to her. It's an actual story from Chinese history, and I found it very sad and bittersweet.
Death is an everyday occurrence in Jonathan Fast, The Jade Stalk.
This was an age of great violence. There wasn't any social taboo about torture. Two of the characters in the book are specialists in torture.
Jonathan Fast says the period he writes about was a high mark in Chinese religion, art, and cooking, and the Chinese ate everything.
In Marco Polo's account of his visit to Hangzhou, which took place a few hundred years later, he talks about visiting a restaurant where they were serving human flesh.
The Jade Stalk by Jonathan Fast was published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. That Jonathan Fast's new novel, The Jade Stalk, an epic about ancient China, has a lot about Buddhism in it, is no coincidence.
I've been meditating for about 15 or 20 years now. I have a Japanese Zen master who comes over once a year, or once every other year, depending on how busy he is in Japan.
The students of Zen get together for what they call a session,
which consists of everyone just sitting, meditating, for somewhere between 3 and 5 days, depending on how much time we can all get off from work.
Jonathan Fast says the students are allowed to stand up and stretch their legs every 45 minutes.
The effect of meditating for so long is your sensibilities become incredibly sharp. Everything becomes very beautiful.
Why is Zen so important to Jonathan Fast?
The best thing I can do is tell you a story that, in fact, is from the Tang period, the period of the book, where a student came to a Zen master and said, "Why should I study Zen?" The Zen master said, "If you study Zen, you'll never be afraid of dying."
Jonathan Fast comes from a literary family. His uncle is writer Julian Fast. His father is novelist Howard Fast.
Being in a family of writers, you talk a lot about contracts and publishers and what bums publishers are and agents.
Jonathan Fast says he never shows his work to his father.
I don't let my father see anything until it's in galleys, because he's one of these people who can't resist meddling.
Jonathan Fast. Dutton published his latest novel about love and death in ancient China, The Jade Stalk. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.